LDF mobile listening, KAA LDF. KB8RVP, KB8RVP, KA8LDF mobile.
This is Kilo Charlie, Charlie Papadago. Anyone listening? This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papadango. Anyone listening? KCH CPT clear.
Kilo Foxtrot, please. Foxtrot, Quebec, Y, radio check.
Kilo Foxtrot, any radio's working. What's the East Victor Tango November? I'll copy.
Thanks. I didn't quite catch your call time, but I appreciate the check.
Whiskey 8, Victor Tango November. Name's Ron.
Bear with me, Ron. My first time, I just got my ticket. So it's Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar, November.
Well, congratulations. Glad you got your ticket, and good to make your acquaintance. I'm sitting with KFADMO Mark. We are in the truck mobile. We're in Freeland down here somewhere, and I heard your call out, so I thought I'd answer back.
Oh, thank you. Is that Freeland, Michigan?
Yes, sir. That's Freeland, Michigan. We're in front of the McDonald's and the Chevy dealership, the Burt Watson.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, I think Freeland, Michigan is up by Saginaw.
That is correct, sir.
Ah, thanks. My CH is in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Come back with your QTH. I was unable to copy.
Clinton Township, Michigan.
Oh, you're in Clinton Township, I see. All right, gotcha.
Give me your call sign one more time.
Township, you need to turn off your Roger beat, please.
Call sign is Whiskey 8, Victor Tango November.
Yeah, I'll turn the Roger off in just a minute. But that was Whiskey 8, Tango. I really messed it up.
Whiskey 8, Victor, Tango, November. I'll copy.
Gotcha. Really appreciate that. All right. I need to sign out, and we'll talk later. Bye.
Copy that. Good to make your acquaintance. This is Whiskey 8, Victor, Tango, November with KFADMO 73.
Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Quebec, Yankee, World.
Mecca.
KTU testing.
Is this frequency in use? This is Kilo Delta 8 Juliet Sierra Romeo, KD8 JSR, requesting a radio check. Anybody got a copy on this mobile? KD8 JSR.
KHFR, WVOX, 5x5, a little bit over modulating now.
Okay, thank you, thank you. You're sounding good yourself. I just took the power down a little bit. Thanks a million. Can I get your call one more time?
It's Whiskey 8 Victor Oscar X-ray.
Whiskey 8 Victor Oscar X-ray, KD8 JSR. Thanks a lot. We'll say 7-3 and have a nice day, KD8 JSR.
You too, sir. This is WVOX.
Said you were over modulating. Now that you had too much power, you gotta back off the mic or turn the mic gain down. You're over modulating. Give it up from there.
This is KD8 JSR. Thank you. Is this any better?
It's good. Give it up from there.
Thanks again, 7-3, from KD8 JSR.
WCB, NAWCB, Wayne. KE8YNU, this is NAWCB. Well, good afternoon. Well, the sun is out. Finally, it's nice to see the clouds break a little bit, and it was good seeing my son today as well and his family. How was the afternoon today?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Just seeing the games and visiting for a little bit. Enjoyed that. That was fun. It was good. Went home and took a nap. I got a good nap, so I should be ready for this 12 hours of, I don't know what to call it, fun, but something.
Yeah, at least, well, like you say, at least you're covering for, you know, your coworker tonight there and you're positioned and, hey, it'll fill a spot and hopefully, you know, it'll be an uneventful evening and, like I say, you'll have that and then you'll have Thursday and have time off there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it, I'm trying to work toward that full-time off. Plan is at the end of the year. We'll see how things are going toward the six-month time here, whether I'm going to retire this year or wait for another one. I'd like to get a few more bills paid off, my car payment, but that'll be a few more years, so we'll see how things are. As long as the stock market stays up, we don't end up in some total financial crisis that blows everything out of the water. I think I could handle it at the end of the year, but right now they're paying me too good to sit in the chair, so I may just stick out another year.
Station, go ahead. This is KCAY.
From NAWCB. I'm not sure what the other station was in there, but go ahead there.
This is KCAYVF.
Okay, KCAYVF. This is NAWCB. Good afternoon. The handle here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and my son is also Dave, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform. I'll send it back over to you there, YDF.
All right, name here is Ron, Romeo Oscar November. Just headed home from work here. I got about another 10 minutes of the commute or so. At least the roads are in much better shape than they were this morning, although the temperature isn't too awful bad. It's better than below zero range. At least we're in the 20s, so getting a little bit better.
Any 10.
All right, Doug, I hear you back in there, N8NTN. Let's go over to you at this point. This is KCYVF.
No big problem. I had the scanner on the other side of the room. So I heard you pop up on 3-3. So I think you bumped your button on the mic.
I guess I did. Didn't notice that. I'll switch back over to the 2-4. That's why I lost you.
No big problem. I'm going to go make supper anyway.
KCAYNU, NAWCB.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, that's I guess that's the plan. In fact, Bob, like I say, Mom's already got it ordered. I think this is the first time she's used Uber Eats, so we'll give that a try. I think she normally uses DoorDash, but yeah, we'll give it a try and see what happens. Get a little break on it there. NAWCB.
Like Leo said earlier, we've had Red Lobster in a long time. Been there in a while. We'll have to stop in there one day and try it out again. Did you end up getting a fish and chips, or did they have one time like a fisherman's platter and it had like all sorts of different meals, all sorts of seafood on your plate?
I remember getting that years ago. I definitely enjoyed. Yeah, I think they had like clams and fish and shrimp and there was something else on there. But I've got to the place where I don't eat as much, but I probably could, eat what I could, and then I guess put it in a box and bring it home, or put it in the fridge, warm it up the next day, I suppose. But yeah, I think I'd just go with something simple tonight with the fish and chips.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. I remember the fish and chips were good. You guys will have to try out Terry's Terrace there and try their fish and chips. They have some good fish and chips there. I think they're almost about as good as Ocean Breeze.
I've heard a lot of good things about Terry's Terrace through the years. One of these days. Mom and I just don't venture over that way anymore. And, I definitely will, one of these days we'll have to go out. But, like I say, I've heard a lot of good things and just, and what you said. That's a pretty high recommendation going there compared with the Ocean Breeze. Absolutely.
There's not a lot of places that do, really, really, really good fish chips anymore. I mean, you got the Coney Islands, but I feel like, you go to Coney Islands, they skimp out on the fish. It's like real easy getting pieces, and then you get like a handful of fries, and then you end up paying, an arm and a leg for them, whereas, a place like Terry's Terrace, you get some pretty big slices of fish and, a good amount of fries with it. And it's good. It's not, it's not battery or, it's not, it doesn't taste dry. It actually tastes pretty good.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that. Like you say, that's a high recommendation there. I can remember Ocean Breeze and Duty Q and some of those, man. They fill your plate. I mean, they used to advertise for three at Ocean Breeze, and man, I think they give me four and fill up the plate with fries, and it is, you're done with it. It's a full meal. So, definitely get you on that one. Like I say, there's not many places anymore. It's like more money out the pocket than less food on the plate.
It's one of those things. It's like, it's super expensive to go out anymore, it costs a lot of money. It's like eating at home now is just the way to go. It's too expensive. The plus is, the big family, it's hard to go out.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like I say, especially, you've got a bigger family, usually it's maybe just once a month, and, we've been doing the McDonald's thing, and, it's not bad. You get a decent meal out of it. It isn't, probably the most nutritious or whatever, but, it definitely fills the bill there.
does. It does. And you know, like if you get you know, a couple burgers and some fries, it's not too bad. It really it isn't bad. Leo and I will do that. We'll go out on a date, and you know, we'll kind of get like either a lunch date or you know some type of snack date. You know, we'll go out and you know, I don't get the bun anymore because it's all the carbs. But you know, I'll get a couple of patties and you know, eat a couple fries, and it's not too bad. Use the app. You know, sometimes you get like a free large fry or you know, a free drink or something like that. So it's just, you know, it's the way to go.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you've got to eat, you've got to be smart, and finances, if there's, like you say, if you can find something on an app or a freebie or something that's less expensive, you know, you got to grab it up, I guess. Every penny counts. Today, this is the way the economy is going.
Yeah, and you know, you still need that time out. You still need to go out and eat, and you know, have husband wife time, and you know, it's just important. And you know, you can't go out to the fancy places anymore, but you know, it's like McDonald's or, you know, Taco Bell or, you know, Wendy's or something like that. It's not bad. It's really not bad at all. Or you go out for breakfast. Breakfast isn't bad either, especially at McDonald's. McDonald's breakfast is good. I like McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. You know, like you said, just... Yeah, something simple, and it's the quality time together. That's what counts. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive or fancy or first class. That you know, simple McDonald's. You know, just something simple. Just being together. That's what counts.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, that is very true. It is very true. It's important, you know, and it's fun. You know, you can go shopping and still have meat, you know.
That's it. Those date nights are special, are important. I remember those times, even going out with Mom after church or something. You know, sometimes we'd go out to eat, or sometimes we got to the place where things are a little tight, we'd just go over to the big boy there at Cass and Grosbeck and just you know, just have some ice cream or just something simple. Just time together and just enjoy a few minutes there. Kind of sit down there for a few minutes or so and just relax.
Yeah, for sure. You guys will have to have a candlelit dinner there tonight, there, Dan. Play some music, and or, you know, watch a show, and get a dinner and a movie there.
Yeah, there you go. Right from the comforts of home there, and I it's weird because we started. A few days ago, we wanted to go up to the Apple Orchard Inn up there, and we hadn't been there in a number of years, and we were looking at yesterday, and come to find out they're closed, and so we looked at Philippa's yesterday, and they were closed too. It's like, well, I don't know, and so then we've come back around close to home here, but hey, we'll definitely have to kind of set the mood, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Nothing like home, you know, and, you know, it's just, it's nice. It's just, you know, you don't have the crowds, you don't have to worry about waiting in line, you don't have to worry about, you know, one thing or another, tipping the, you know, the waitress or whatnot. You just kind of, you know, eat at your own pace and enjoy it, and
you know, and just kind of relax.
Yeah, that's that. And I know Mom is a little bit, she's a little bit concerned about, stuff that's going around right now, and I think that kind of influenced the decision a little bit to stay in. So, that's what we'll do, and, there'll be other opportunities and, some things to look forward to, but, today is today, and, we'll run with it. Hey, WCB.
Okay, why are you? It's nice to be able to do that there, Dad. I'm glad you guys had a good anniversary yesterday, and you guys get to celebrate here more tonight. That's good. I'm glad there. So, well, I am here. I got here a little bit earlier than normal. But appreciate you coming along and enjoying the good conversation. And hopefully today's dinner is good, and you guys enjoy each other, enjoy the anniversary celebration there. And you guys have a good night. And if you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Yes, definitely appreciate it. Like I said, it was nice having you guys over today. Thanks for stopping in. I know Mom appreciated Leo's help in putting up the groceries, and also Zach's help there at the front door. I appreciate that as well. But anyway, good talking with you, good conversation. Thanks for the ride in. Certainly hope your evening goes well tonight. Like I say, if you need anything else, or you guys need anything, let us know. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and get ready for work. But anyway, tell everyone at home hello when you get home, and enjoy the evening and your day off tomorrow. 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk down the page a little further. NAWCB is clear. Audio file.
Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to your Mom. K8YNU, clear.
KB8OOE.
JFA-FTS, calling K-E-8-Y-N-U. You copy? K-E-8-Y-N-U. This is K-F-A-F-T-S. Do you copy?
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lapeer County Net.
This message is WPKETATL on the WHLHC receiver. The computer is owned and operated by the LaPierce County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is everyone's friend, Mike Nichols, WHYRC. My name is Vicki, NHDLC, and I will be your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. Okay, I will now take journal check-in. Those wishing to join our net this evening, please call now.
KFAEOR, Todd out of Columbiaville.
This is KFAFQN, Wyatt out of Emily City, Michigan.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Sierra, Doug and Carol.
Alpha Delta 8, Hotel Yankee, Dan in Deford.
Okay, I think somebody talked with Dan. Can you come back, please? Okay, so far I've got Todd, KFA, DOR, KFA, FQN, Wyatt, 88, MF, Doug, 88, HY, Dan. Do I have any more check-ins, please?
Whiskey Delta 8 November X-ray Lima, Jim and Carol.
WAYRC, Mike and LaPierre. Vicki, if you could bump up your power or something, you're a little on the fuzzy side. And LOV is definitely fuzzy. WAYRC.
All right, Mike, I'm about as powerful as I'm going to get right now, but I do have you in the lock, Mel. I heard you, but yeah, you are definitely scratching out there. Okay, Mike, I got you in the lock. Do I have any other check-ins, please?
This is
Oh, I heard somebody there, but you did not come in at all. Please try it again.
This is
No, I'm sorry, you're not coming in at all. I do apologize. I'm not able to pull you out of the noise there. If you want to try again, go ahead, and if I have any other check-ins, please call now.
Whiskey Delta 8, November, X-ray Lima, Jim and Carol.
Jim, I've already got you in the log. Whiskey Delta 8, November, X-ray Lima, I've got you in the log. Okay, do I have any more check-ins? All right, well, we're going to start the net tonight. Todd, you are up first. Wyatt, stand by. KFAEOR, this is NATLC.
KFAEOR, Todd, Columbiaville. Thank you, Vicki. It's good to hear a lot of people on here today. I notice KFAFQN, Wyatt, out of Emily City. Him and I have talked before. He just got his license about a little over a week ago, so I just want to take a moment to welcome him on board. And aside from that, I don't have anything really too new and exciting to report, just trying to muddle through the winter blues here and getting a few projects done here and there, and that's it. That's all I've got. Back to you, Nat.
Well, Todd, I was thinking about you when we put the next meeting together, the presentation on the Tantronics for the APRS, and I think you're going to be highly interested in that whole demonstration. I know that Terry and I are very interested in it as well, so make sure you make the next meeting. All right, up next is Wyatt, KS8FQN, standby Doug. Welcome, Wyatt.
This is Wyatt, thank you. This is my first time ever on a net. I don't really have anything special to say, but I'm happy to be here. This is my first repeater I've ever used, but yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. But good evening, everybody, and yeah, back to net.
Well, Wyatt, congratulations on getting your license, and we're very happy that you are joining us, and we should be here every Tuesday, except for the second Tuesday of the month. That's when we have our meeting, but every Tuesday at 8 p.m. So please join us, and again, congratulations on getting your license. Okay, Doug Carroll, 88MS, standby Dan. This is an ABLC.
8VLC, 88MS. Well, first off, Wyatt, this is the first time I've been on the Lapeer net also, and you're doing a great job. Just keep up the work, man. That's huge. We're from Carroll. There's the three of us here tonight from Carroll. Just wanted to, hear from Vicky and Michael tonight. We're running a simplex net on 146.460. That's on Tuesday night starting at 7. And it was really good to hear both Vicky and Michael there tonight. They added the word numbers. We're also running another net. It's a round table net. It's on the Carroll repeater, one of the Carroll repeaters, 146.820. And that's run at 7 o'clock Wednesdays and Fridays. And then the last net that we have weekly for the club net for Carroll is Monday nights at 7:30 on the Carroll 146.660. So, everybody's invited. And, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Brentwood, we have our monthly club meeting for Carroll. And any and all are invited. You want to come up and see what we're all about, we'll be there. Typically, people will show up early, get a bite to eat. We're in the front conference room. I'll take a moment. We're in the front conference room of the Brentwood, and the meeting starts at 7, and folks show up as early as 6, and more about that later, perhaps. Anyway, the first time in here on this net, and good hearing everybody. And VLC, 88MS.
Hey, Doug, thanks very much for all that information. And you guys are more than welcome to join us at our meeting next Tuesday as well. We meet at the Cypress Building on Inlay City Road, and you can find out everything you need to know at WHLAP.com, and I would love to see you guys. Of course, we may see you guys tomorrow night. You never know. So, all right, Dan, you're up next. Stand by Mel, 88HY and 8DLC.
All right, very good, Vicki. Thank you. This is Alpha Delta 8 Hotel Yankee, and my name is Dan, and I'm actually east of Carroll. I'm over by Deford, and So I used to work in Lapeer. I worked in Lapeer for about 4 years. I worked at a couple of factories down there and helped them out until I got a job a lot closer to home. Now, as far as radios go, tomorrow night we're having our meeting, and I built a new radio. I've been building radios for a little while now. This is radio number, I forget now, 5 or 6 for me. I should say assembled radios. Now, I have built radios from scratch, but mostly assembled radios. The one that I'm going to be displaying is a QRP radio. It's a low power radio. It's QRP radio, and I built an amplifier for it also, and power supply. The power supply is set of batteries that I have put together, and they're powered by a solar panel, and I'm hoping to get all this ready for field day, and I just got to work out a few antenna issues, but anyway, I'll have them all on display for everybody to play with tomorrow night. This is Alpha Delta 8 Hotel Yankee, back to net control.
Wow, Dan, thanks for that. Yeah, I'd be really interested in seeing what you've got, what you're going to be putting together for field day. We're going to be, actually, next week, a bunch of us are going to get together and start planning out our field day plans, and really looking forward to it. Winter field day, for us, it was just way too cold, and we started reading the manuals for our radios, and it says, do not operate under 18 degrees. Well, it was already minus 18 out there, so we were working in quite a deficit, and nobody wanted their equipment to start malfunctioning and quitting and computers blowing up and whatever. So winter field day was non-existent for LaPierre. So anyways, we'll get back with you, Dan. Okay, up next, Mel. Standby Terry, WAVLOV, and ADLC. This is WAVLOV, and I've just been trying to survive the cold here, trying to not go outside and not go to the grocery store, so I've been cooking out of the pantry and laying low here at home. Well, I am interested to hear how your Christmas dinner went over the weekend. How did that mac and cheese go? Anyway, all right, up next, Terry, standby Jim, KEHSX, NAVLC.
NAVLC, KEHSX. Well, there's not a whole lot going on around here. I just managed to get out today and enjoy the outdoors and the heat wave, and took the dog out for a stroll and text and messages, as we call it, and for her to do a little snowballing. She loved the snow, so she was real happy about that. And hopefully the weather will break a little bit. It's supposed to get a little bit nicer here in the week to come, and that'll be great. But I went to the Antique Vintage Radio Show down in Oakland County Saturday, and could not believe the turnout in that place. Unbelievable how much old stuff never made it to the landfill. It's just some very interesting things there, but it's just unbelievable how much of that stuff is still around. But and how many people are interested in it. Quite the turnout. But other than that, everything's going well. Happy to have your fellows from Carol visiting us this evening. It's kind of nice that we can all get together and hit the repeater. And I was quite pleased that we could hit the repeater from south of LaPierre, your simplex, on a HP sitting in the Lazy Boy earlier. Could have used a little more power, but we made it. It got there, so that's not bad. But other than that, not much else. So good evening, everybody, and back to that. NAVLC, KEHSX.
Yeah, that Vintage Radio Expo was
very interesting. They had, I had never seen one of these things before, and then I think there was four in that room. It was a humongous room, but these old televisions, they looked like something out of the Jetsons. They were up on stands and these big bulbous screens and old Philcos, and then they had this cute little orange AM radio, but somebody had already beat me to it. Little vintage thing. It was adorable, but it was nice to get out of the house. I feel like I am a hermit, and now that things are warming up, I mean, like you said, a heat wave in the 20-degree area, and I feel like I'm ready for spring now. So, all right, Jim from Carroll, WD8NXL, stand by Mike in ADLC.
Thanks, Vicki. NADLC is WDANXL. Well, good evening, everybody. It's good to visit the LapeerNet. We just happened to be on Simplex. I got in kind of late because my son was visiting. He stopped by, so he was heading through town. And it was good to know we can get Simplex and we can make it all the way out to Lapeer. No problem at all, and I was just out there with, it was a little weak for Mike for a while. I just had bump power up, I think it's up 25 watts, so we can make it. So that was good. So, I would be looking forward to tomorrow's meeting, our meeting here in Carroll, because Dan always has a nice show-and-tell going on there, all the neat radios he's made. He's added a few to his collection. So I'll be anxious to see those and be kind of fun. So I'll turn it on back to net control. This is WDANXL.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we gave a shot, Todd. That would have been a good exercise for you and your neighborhood net plans, because that was one of the main reasons we were wondering if our HTs would reach these guys. And we didn't do too well. They knew we were there, but they couldn't really understand us. So our lesson there is to get on the base radio and push some power, and we can get all the way up to Carroll. And that was an interesting little exercise there. So, all right, Mike, you're up next. W8YRC, everybody's friend. This is NADLC.
Don't say that too loud. I got enough friends. No, kidding. Sent a note to some people. They'd not been checking in. I tried to harass them a little bit, but it didn't work. So, oh well. I don't have anything. No updates on the tower, as far as I know, or location. So, spring's around the corner, and we're gonna have to get after that real quick. We need to get something back up and in the right location. So, 7-3-0, and everybody, thanks for checking in from Carroll. You did a good job down here on Simplex, no problem. 7-3-W-A-Y-R-C. Wyatt, I've heard you in there a few times, I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, but I will. 7-3-W-A-Y-R-C.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, we are at the bottom of our list. And I'm ready to take some more check-ins if anybody would like to join our net. Please call now.
This is 58 KPL, Kevin in Attica.
I got you. In ADLC. Do I have any more check-ins? Please call now. Okay, Kevin, W-A-K-P-L and A-G-L-C, go ahead. Kevin, are you out there? W-A-K-P-L and A-G-L-C. All right, I think we lost Kevin. Well, we'll go up to the top of the list. Maybe he can find his way back to us. K-F-A-E-O-R, Todd, stand by Wyatt. This is an A-G-L-C.
Okay, KFAEOR, Todd. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Lapeer meeting next Tuesday. I saw the message on Slack what the presentation would be, so yeah, I'm going to be having a keen interest in that presentation there. And I tried to reach out to Garrett. I haven't heard back from him yet on what he had set up in the past, but hopefully I'll be able to get up with him and kind of compare some notes and stuff and start forming a little bit of a action plan here and see what we can get going on to get more neighborhood net type communities going on. So pretty looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a growing and big thing. So I'm going to go back to you, Nat.
Yes, but I'm really looking forward to that too. And like I said, this exercise tonight with the Caro fellas really piqued my interest. So, all right, Wyatt, stand by Doug, KFASQNNACLC.
All right, this is Wyatt. So I'm kind of confused right now because I've never participated in that, and I thought you only taught us one time, but good learning experience. But I forgot one thing I was going to say last time, but I am working on a home base station. I'm getting a power supply, hopefully, for my birthday, and a mobile radio and a base antenna, and I'm going to make a home station. But that's all I have to say. Back to Nat. Also, thank you.
Oh, good for you, Wyatt. I think you're going to have a great time, and you just keep calling out to the repeater, and somebody's always listening. All they got to do is jump on and talk to you. So I think it's great that you're putting yourself out there. And I hope that you'll come back next week. And if you get a chance, I don't know what your situation is, but come by the meeting next Tuesday and introduce yourself. So, all right. Doug, you're up next. Stand by Dan, 88MS and 8VLC.
And 8VLC, 88MS. Vicki, anytime you guys want to run a test with the Caro crew up here on Simplex, send me an email. Give me a heads up, and I got time to do that sort of thing. And I know Dan and Jim are available on more than an occasion or two. So, yeah, I'd be interested in something like that. And that's it's important to have the Simplex available if the repeater's not available. It's nice to be able to reach out to our neighbors. Let's see, what else? We've got coming up possibly next month. It's on the schedule. We're going to have packet radio training. We haven't really scheduled it yet, but we're looking at it real hard. And we'll try to get back here if we have an update on that. Anybody interested in packet radio, we're going to make that available to anybody and all and anybody. Typically that's on Saturday mornings, and we have had it at the fire department in Caro right there on State Street, and we've also had it where else? We've had one at the Brentwood also, so it's just a lot of fun and a lot of interest here. And a lot of us are, I know NXL and myself and Dan of 88HY are into that sort of thing. So, if anybody can pack it down there, just drop us a line and we'll get back with you. Other than that, I'm working on a jungle antenna project for 2 meters, and I've got the parts together, but I haven't cut it yet, so it's just a matter of time. But it's a pretty rudimentary antenna, but yeah. And my timer went off. So with that, I want to turn it back to you, Vicki, and thanks for picking us up and inviting us here tonight. N8VLC 88MS 730.
All Yeah, Doug, there's several people in our club interested in packet radio, and in fact, that's what our presentation is going to be about next Tuesday. and I'm really looking forward to it. And the guy that's putting it on, he's a member of our club and deep into it, so and knows what he's doing. And he said that if there's enough interest, that he's willing to put together like a tech day, like on a Saturday or whatever in the future, to get everybody all set up. But yeah, if you guys are doing it as well, darn right, I'm interested. And I know that there's a couple of other people too. Maybe we can all get together and share the joy. So yeah, we'll stay in touch. Keep us posted on what you guys are doing. So, all right, Dan, you're up next. Stand by, Mel, 88HY and 8DLC.
Well, that all sounds very interesting. This is 88HY, and yeah, Doug, I am going to. I'm thinking about participating with Packet also and FT8. Tomorrow, I've got to. Well, I got to go to Bad Axe tomorrow, and I've got to give interviews at the school and conduct interviews there. And myself and another engineer are going to go up there from Marlboro. And so, you know, the kids, got to get the kids ready for real life situations. And last year we had one youngster. Getting ready to go into the Air Force, and he was right on top of his game, so that's a good thing. And so, but anyway, with that said, I'll turn it back to Net Control. Vicki, thank you very much for having us, and looking forward to talking with you again next week. This is 88HY73.
Yeah, Dan, I'm really glad that you stopped in last week, and this has been a very interesting evening, and I'm so glad you guys, all of you, stopped by, and hope to see you every week. Okay, Mel, you're up next. Stand by Terry, W8LOV and 8DLC.
N8DLC, this is W8LOV, and sadly, I have to report that we didn't do the Christmas dinner because one of the kids got RSV, and another one had been throwing up all day Saturday, and I thought, you know, I think we can wait another little while before we come up and do macaroni and cheese. This is W8LOV, back to next.
Yeah, we'll put that off for another day. Yeah, nobody likes to be around that. I hope the kids are doing better, though. And it's kind of disappointing because I know you were looking forward to it, but let me know what's going on. All right, Terry, you're up next. Stand by Jim, KEHZX, NHDLC.
NHDLC, KEHZX. Well, it sounds like we got some serious interest going on here in the APRS and packet radio between both clubs. And very curious and interested to see how it works out, because Vicki and I both are quite interested in it, don't know a whole lot about it, and want to be like a couple of sponges and absorb as much as we can. So that maybe we'll see some of you here, and maybe we'll see some of you up there in Carroll. Be quite interesting and quite enjoyable, I think. So that's about it for me, so 7-3 all, and glad to have you all on the net, and hopefully catch you next week. Back to net, NABLC, KEHZX.
Yeah, I know we keep beating that packet drum, but I'm geeked up about it. All right, Jim, you're up next, WT8NXL. Stand by, Mike. This is NABLC.
N8BLC, WDANXL. Yeah, we've been doing well in packet for a while here now. I've been with the club. It'd be coming up almost 2 years, and I've been to a couple of our training here. And Dan, HY, and myself, we've been helping put in the TNC interfaces together. So that's a lot of fun. Dan's a big kit builder, so you know he's put some together. I put them together. We've tested them, and yeah, we have a lot of fun here. We can't quite make connections as far out as it appears with the packets. I've been unable to, but Mayville we can connect with no problem, and then we have a local node here too that works out well. So 73s to everybody, and it's been good to be on the LapeerNet. This is WDANXL.
Well, maybe if we get our acts together down here and get a node, maybe we can all reach each other by packet. And now, I do have a question. I'm going to throw it out there for any of you guys that want to answer it, but do you get together once a week, once a month, and just keep your skills sharp and do the whole packet radio thing back and forth? Or, because I would be interested in something like that, just, you know, because you don't use it, you lose it, and kind of interested in what you guys do after you get it all set up. Jump right in there and let me know, somebody. Go ahead. Go ahead, I lost you. You got kind of garbled up in some noise. Go ahead. All right, I'm not hearing anything. All right, Mike, you are up next, and stand by Kevin, W8YRC.
Sorry, okay, W8YRC. I've been in packet for many, many years, Scott, Jason, myself. Anyway, there's on 145.07, it's all set up on packet. If I get mine back up and running, you could probably bounce off me just because I'm just centrally located with a lot of people and my antennas are high enough. But packet radio basically just sits there and it does itself. You don't do a whole lot with it, a little bit of communication, but It's good in emergencies, I guess, but other than that, mine just sit there and blink for a long time, you know, between mail and stuff like that. Every once in a while, somebody sends you something in the mail, but basically it sits there and does its own thing. With that, 73, see you at the meeting, WAYRC.
Kevin, WKPL, if you're still out there and can hear me, go ahead, NADLC. WKPL, Kevin, are you out there? Well, I think we lost Kevin, so I'm going to ask if there's any further business or rechecks for the net, please call now. Well, then I am going to conclude the LaPeer County Net, and I would like to thank you guys for joining us and wish you all a good evening, and I hope to see you all back here next week, and I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use, 73 in ADLC.
This is KF8, SQN listening. This is KF8, SQN. Everybody have a good evening, 73. This is KF8, SQN, clear. This is KF8, SQN, listening. KF8, SQN, clear.
KF8FSQ. Anybody there?
Whiskey Charlie, 8 Echo.
is KF8FSQ. Searching for any contacts.
KF8FSQ. KF8FSQ. This is NAWRO. Nothing heard. NAWRO clear.
KFA-FQI, this is KFA-FQN. This is KFA-FQN, everybody steady, good night, and 73, this is KFA-FQN again, and 73, clear. This is KFA-FQN, I just want to say good night everybody, and 73, I'm not normally on the sleep either. But I just wanted to say good night, and this is KF8FQN clear.
D3GXK monitoring, listening.